Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Comment about the Laker-Kings series, not from the standpoint of basketball, just it's a cultural comment. And it has to do with the cultural clash that always takes place every time a Los Angeles team, but really more to the point, a Laker team plays a team from any other city. It doesn't matter what city. There's always this Hollywood versus the rest of the world thing. Now, the chants of Beat L.A. have been reverberating throughout the annals of sports for decades. Beat L.A. this, beat L.A. that, beat this. Grab a hold of it and beat it, because here comes the Lakers. Now, they're playing the Sacramento Kings. Again, I've lived all over this country, and I'm only commenting on this for you because I think you might find it interesting. That's all. I live in Los Angeles now, but I've lived a lot of different places, and California has per capita probably more rednecks than any other state in the union, and I'm dead serious about that. Per capita, there are probably more rednecks, hillbilly trash, mountain trash, Beverly Hillbilly. Come and listen to a story about a man named Jed, poor mountaineer, couldn't get a girl in bed, living in this state than any other state in the union. And some of them live in the San Joaquin Valley. And at the very northern tip of the San Joaquin Valley is a city called Sacramento. Now then, Sacramento is the capital of the state of California, but it's also an agricultural city for the most part. In fact, you know how they call New York the Big Apple, L.A.'s the Big Orange? They call Sacramento the Big Tomato. It's the big tomato sitting up there with all the farm products and stuff. But here's what they're doing in Sacramento now and what they did in Detroit and they've done in Boston and they've done in a lot of these other cities that have come to find themselves squared off against the Lakers in an NBA playoff series. They're playing up as if to spoof the Hollywood slick big city persona of the Lakers. They're playing up their hick personality, and it always comes off a little lame. I'm serious. I'm saying this because I want to see them stop doing it and come up with something cooler to really shake the people with the cell phones in the front row out of their seat for a change, as opposed to just boring them. Now, what are they doing in Sacramento? They're ringing cowbells. They're ringing cowbells because they want to let everybody know they ain't L.A. They're different. They're down home. They're farm. They're Arnold from Green Acres. You know, goodbye city life, you are my wife, and Green Acres, we are there. So they're ringing cowbells. Now, you see that, I feel sorry for the people that do that. The reason why I feel sorry for them is, can't you guys think of anything cooler? It's just, it's sort of that typically lame, small-town reaction and reactive performing to what they think is the Hollywood slickster thing. It ain't just Sacramento. Years ago when they played the Pistons in the playoffs, the Detroit Pistons, there was a guy here at the Laker games named Dancing Barry, and he danced down the aisle. And he was whatever. He was okay. I mean, even the people at the games didn't think the guy was all that good. But, you know, they kind of went nuts when he came down the aisle to the strains of Great Balls of Fire, some cornball song like that. Well, the Pistons, when they met the Lakers in the playoffs, decided, well, we're not slick Hollywood. Here again comes this reaction to the slick big city thing they think is going on. So they came up with a dancing janitor. And again, it was the just dullest, lamest thing you could. And the Pistons, by the way, wound up losing that series. I don't know what's going to happen in this series. Something tells me, though, same thing's going to happen in Sacramento. They're going to play up that, hi, aren't we a bunch of hicks? We ain't the whole slick thing. We're working class. We carry the lunch bucket. And they wind up losing, you know, half the time. I don't know, like I said, I don't know what will happen with the Kings, but these teams that come into town seem to think that if they just play up that working-class, blue-collar persona that they believe themselves to have, that they're going to overcome the slick Hollywood thing. The Celtics, Boston, same thing. Working-class town, bean town. We play muscle basketball. We play East Coast basketball. We don't play none of that run and gun, that Showtime stuff. We, we post up, baby. We're banging bodies in the lane. The Sixers, the same thing. We're banging bodies. We're lunchbox. The Knicks, the same thing. On and on, down through the years, it never changes. The Spurs, Same thing. We ain't no Hollywood team, man. We come from Texas. We're, you know, we're just the regular down-home folks. We'll show those big city guys. And what do you think happens 9 times out of 10? The Lakers wind up kicking all of their asses. Now, that is more than just luck, and that's more than just the referees favoring them. I mean, if you take a look at this series, the Lakers have not been shooting as many foul shots as Sacramento. But I don't even want to talk basketball. Forget it. I ain't going to talk about Robert Horry's shot being lucky. Yeah, that's right. It was lucky, man. 24-point lead they blow. I mean, this does not happen because of luck. This happens because you position yourself to take advantage of an opportunity. This happens because Vlade, who was sitting there talking about how he shouldn't have been fouled and had to go to the line, and that took the ball away from them. If you hadn't have kicked the ball out the way you did, I know there was only a second left, but you're a big, dumb Serb, so what do you think of that? Anyway, there's this the idea is that somehow the Lakers or the city of Los Angeles is too slick, too pretty, too enamored with itself, too in love with itself, too much on a cell phone, too much with the top down, too many gamma rays from the sun, too sunbaked, too surfed out, too, you know, just too stoned to deserve to be a championship city. And so to react against that, they play up the cornpone hick thing that they got. And I'm not even saying that Sacramento's a hick city. I've been to Sacramento. You want to know something about Sacramento? It's in Northern California, but you get off the plane in Sacramento and you get out of the airport, you swear to God you're in Detroit, Minneapolis, Cleveland. It looks as bad as Midwest as it could possibly get. That, you know, new mown grass smell. All that rolling hillside thing. You'd swear you're in the middle of Ohio. It's a very pretty city, and people are great, and this is the best thing that's ever happened to Sacramento, this basketball team, and they got a great team. And I remember a couple of years ago, I was actually rooting for them, but my wife Maria was working up there, and I forget which series it was. They had that kid Jason Williams, you know, that white boy that could handle a ball really well. It was an exciting basketball team. But don't do the cowbell thing, man, because it's like been there, done that. Am I wrong? See, people who live in Los Angeles, I think, you know, if you're a sports fan, you've seen this a million times. It's not saying this is what we are. It's saying we see what you are, so we're going to react against that. And I don't know. Have they started playing dueling banjos at halftime up there? Because that's going to be the next. Some kid is like, you know, macrocephalic, you know, water on the brain comes. Grr. They kind of drag him out in a wheelchair. He plays the banjo. I don't know. Maybe they'll have a mud pit and they'll roll some guy around in his underwear and a couple of good old boys will put it to him. I don't know what they'll do. It's just, you know, you can't, don't go too far out with this. Don't do, you know, don't reenact the rape scene from Deliverance just because you say, look at this, weird, slick Hollywood. Oh, I see. So there's, you're raping businessmen on river trips. Get out of here. Trying to think of the other teams down through the years, but they've been there, man. And it's always been the same thing. Portland, we're not L.A., we're the Northwest, we're clean, we're fresh scrubbed, we don't have smog, we have wood-burning stoves, we're the trailblazers, we're lumberjacks, we drink coffee, we're all from California. But anyway, never mind that. So really the point is this, play basketball, only play basketball, forget about the image of the town. It's really, it really makes you kind of look dumb when you go out with the cowbell or the dancing janitor or the post-up hardcore, hard-ass East Coast basketball, and you wind up getting your ass kicked. You're going to have, it's like, oh, I guess we have to think of something else. Well, you don't have to think of anything else. What you need to do is learn how to play better basketball than they do. Never mind, you know, how much you hate L.A. Thank you. By the way, I hate L.A. I hate paying taxes in the county of L.A. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mind if I jump in?
No, go ahead. 1-800-449-8686. David Hall, Vice President of Syndication. You heard the my opening comments.
Well, I did hear your opening remarks, Phil, and while I like what you said, I think you really got to get to the meat of it. I don't think you go far enough. Los Angeles, and I don't want to make anybody angry, but Los Angeles now more than ever, America needs L.A. Capitalism, the freedom of people. America has always taken its comfort after a tragedy in Hollywood. Hollywood's provided every way to help us relax. And Phil, I think...
Well, when you say Hollywood's provided every way...
I think every time there's a tragedy in this country, and I think we have to just look to 9/11, Hollywood has been there for America. After the Chandra Levy terrible, terrible tragedy of that, Hollywood's been there. You look at all of the young people that are making it in show business today, Britney Spears, these young guys NSYNC, they're not from Los Angeles, but it was L.A. that made them famous. They came from Orlando or someplace like that, but the record companies are located right here in Hollywood. And I think it needs to be said, Britney Spears, I mean, where's she from, Phil?
Britney Spears, where's she from? She's from Oklahoma or something?
Oklahoma. What does that tell you?
Well,
I mean, it tells you that if it hadn't been for Los Angeles, Britney Spears wouldn't have a career. Britney Spears would be doing what some of these people that live in that part of the country, and she'd be on her third mixed race child by now. And I'm saying,
what do you mean her third mixed race child?
Forgive me, but I'm saying, this is what happens to this. You mentioned it right at the beginning. This hillbilly trash. Okay.
Well, look at Britney Spears, NSYNC. They're not from L.A., but they've got recording
careers. They've got recording careers because of Los Angeles. We've got movies that help take our mind off of 9/11 because of Los Angeles. We have got great relaxation like celebrities because of Los Angeles. L.A. has been there every single time something bad has happened in this country to help relax people. And I think, Phil, you only scrape the tip of the iceberg when you say, you shouldn't be reactive. Not only should you not be reactive to Los Angeles, I think people ought to be thankful to the city of Los Angeles, thankful to the area we call Hollywood. I mean, Spielberg wouldn't be making those movies. Spider-Man wouldn't be coming out. And what's happening is I think that there is a little bit of ingratitude going on. And
you don't think that everybody's got to root for the Lakers, do you?
I mean, you don't root for the Lakers, but this stuff calling Hollywood is a bunch of people who are laid back and don't care, a bunch of people with suntans, a bunch of people with Mercedes-Benz. So what if we are? The fact of the matter is we've got a Mercedes-Benz and we've got suntans for a reason, and the reason is because we make the money from the movies and from the television and from the entertainment that we provide for the rest of the country. Now, you want to talk about the Lakers. I'm going to say something, and I hope it doesn't offend anybody. I've never seen a team more divinely guided in my life.
Excuse me, you said divinely guided.
Yes, sir.
The Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, when you look at Robert Horry's three-point shot the other night, Jesus Christ himself reached down and put that ball in the basket. You can't look at it any other way.
Wait a minute. All right. Let's just for the sake of argument say...
No, Phil, hold on for a minute. For the sake of argument, I'm saying...
Let's for the sake of argument say that what you say is right, that Los Angeles is the, the country takes its comfort from L.A.
No, everybody puts L.A. down, but this place would be nowhere without it. America would be nowhere without it. And I'm telling you right now, if that wasn't God himself guiding that ball into the hoop the other night, I don't know what was. Vlade Divac kicks it out, Horry picks the ball up, throws it up in the air, Jesus reaches out, takes the ball and puts it through.
Jesus.
I believe that. I honestly believe...
Jesus.
I believe there was something divine in it. I mean, America needs L.A. more than ever before, and I think that in a lot of ways, it is almost unchristian not to support this city as much as people should. I mean, it is almost... I look at what this city has done for people, and I think it is anti-religious to knock L.A. I think you're almost an atheist to knock this city.
You know, of all the things you're saying that are way out there, you've got to be an atheist to knock L.A. A lot of people think that atheists live here, that this is the hometown of atheists.
No, that's not the case. Because if this was the hometown of atheists, how does Lori Rotten knock in a three-point shot like that without Jesus, the Son of God himself?
Come on, David.
No, Jesus, the Son of God himself, grabbing the ball out of midair and slamming it home. Now, I think at this time, with our boys on the line, our forces fighting in Afghanistan, and a lot of young men are going to die before this war on terror is done, I think that people need to show a little gratitude to this city that in many ways has shown them the way, and that is Los Angeles.
And not New York.
What about New York?
Well, that's where they had the World...
No, I know they had the World Trade Center thing.
Well, yeah, what do you mean, show the way?
But it's L.A. that took all of that stuff that happened in New York and turned it into something that's interesting for the rest of the country. You see what I mean?
What do you mean?
What do I mean?
Yeah,
how
did we turn that into something interesting for the rest of the country?
We took the World Trade Center deal and turned that into documentaries and TV shows and showed everybody, but that all happened in L.A. If you want to do so, I got an idea for it if you want, Phil.
It happened in L.A. that...
Yeah, the images of the World Trade Center.
That the images of the World Trade Center. Okay, what do you got?
All right, I got an idea. I think what you can do tonight, it doesn't matter who wins the basketball game tonight, but I think what you could do tonight is get people to pledge their support for the Los Angeles Lakers simply from this standpoint.
Well, we don't just have people in L.A. listening, so it's not going to happen.
No, wait a minute. Get people to pledge support for the Lakers simply from this standpoint. What Los Angeles and Hollywood have done for the rest of this country is essentially keep this country from falling into a pit of depression, into a cesspool of depression out of which they might not climb, were it not for the movies, the TV shows, all of the friends, and everything else that the rest of these people look at. So I would think that you should do that.
Well, I don't know what you want me to do.
I want you to give the phone number out and get people to pledge their support for the L.A. Lakers based upon the fact that this country wouldn't be anything without L.A.
I don't just have...
I know you don't just have people listening. I'm asking you. In fact, I'd like you to do this, Phil, seriously. Get people to give... Have you given the phone number out?
I gave it out earlier.
Have the people call in with support.
Okay, yeah.
For the Lakers.
Have people call and say, I love the Lakers?
Tell them that we thank Los Angeles and we hope the Lakers win the series.
Well, I don't know that anybody's going to...
Just do it, all right? Just do it. Just do it. Just don't give me an argument. Just do it. People call in now and say, we hope the Lakers win, and thank you, L.A., for being there. Otherwise, I'd just be another hillbilly staring at a bug zapper on a Friday night.
Okay, now this is where you get into an area where you're going to piss people off.
Oh, come on, just do it.
Otherwise, I'd be a hillbilly staring at a bug zapper on a Friday night.
What are they going to do with that? Spider-Man, Spielberg, Lucas, Star Wars. Do you want me to go on? Just give the number.
All right, look, our number is 1-800-449-8686.
And what are you going to have them do?
Call in and pledge your support for the Lakers and how much you appreciate the city of Los Angeles. Is that it?
I'm going to explain something to you, Phil.
No, is that it?
No, I'm going to explain something. Unless you give this the proper support that it needs...
Well, you're asking people. It's a sporting event, okay?
It's more than a sporting event. You just said it yourself. Everybody bags on Los Angeles. Everybody bags on Hollywood. Everybody sends a bunch of slicksters. Everybody driving a Mercedes-Benz, this and that. Now, like I said, most of that mountain trash out there wouldn't have anything to do on a Friday night if it wasn't for Hollywood. And most people would have blown their brains clear out of their heads on September the 12th if it hadn't been for the comics and the comedians and all of the actors and all that baloney. All right?
Well, even you yourself call it baloney.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. So give the number out and tell them, let me do it. You people call in now at 1-800-449-8686 and tell us how much you appreciate L.A. and the Lakers. That's what you do.
Call in now, 1-800-449-8686. And what?
And tell us how much you appreciate and you thank God for the city of Los Angeles, for the city of Hollywood, and for the L.A. Lakers. Otherwise, you're a hillbilly with...
Yeah, with a bug zapper on a Friday night.
That's it. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Come on, Phil, do I got to do everything?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Call in and talk about how much you love L.A., the city of L.A., and...
And the Lakers.
And the Lakers.
1-800-449-8686. That number again, 1-800-449-8686. That number again.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
I'm not babying anybody.
Why are you doing it?
I'm not babying anybody. We're back on the air, okay?
Well, I'll say it on the air.
Can I give the call letter?
Give the phone number. Give the call letters. Give the phone number.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show.
And I'm David Hall.
And David Hall, my vice president of syndication, is with us. I'm not babying anybody.
Then why didn't you say it?
I'm not going to say that. That's insulting.
Well, then I'll say it. Most of the people who listen to your show are small-town hicks. They don't get the concept of a big city, and they don't get the concept of people living in a fast-paced lifestyle which necessitates a certain level of attitude. Most people think that it's still 1955, and it's all hickory versus all the big boys from the big city, and they're going to somehow will it. You know what I'm talking about. And
Well, you're saying it, not me.
I'll say it. Most of these people are hicks who ought to get down on their knees at night and thank Jesus himself that Hollywood exists, because without Hollywood, what are they doing on a Saturday night? What are they doing on a Saturday night?
Well, you said staring at bug zappers.
Staring at a bug zapper, going to the Last Picture Show and watching some old black and white, the Hindenburg with George C. Scott, something like that. Most of your listeners would pee in their pants in fear if you put them in the middle of a big city. There, I said it.
Well, you know, you ain't winning yourself, Annie.
I'm not here. I'm here to tell the truth. That most of the people listening to your show would wet their pants if they had to spend 5 minutes standing at the corner of Garvey and Vernon in downtown L.A.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I'd wet my pants if I had to stand at the corner.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I'd wet my pants if I...
Well, I wouldn't. I could go down to Avalon in 102nd right now. I'd be fine. But the fact of the matter is, most of these hicks, and I say that with
No, there's no turning back now, man.
Well, I do. I say it with respect. Should say thank you, Hollywood. Thank you, L.A., for being there, for being a source of diversion, for being a...
What's wrong, man?
I'm angry that you're not backing me up on this.
I made the point at the beginning of the show that a lot of these teams, like the Kings and like the the Pistons, they should downplay that hick thing and just play basketball, okay? I said that.
Yeah, but you didn't go far enough. You got to say they are hicks. And without L.A. to react against, without L.A. to create their entertainment for them, especially after 9/11, I'm shocked, I'm stunned, I'm saddened, and I'm sickened that after 9/11 and our boys dying in Afghanistan, these people can't have the common patriotic decency to say, thank you, L.A. We put out Zoolander right after 9/11. We saved America's ass. That was a funny movie.
Zoolander.
Yeah, well, look at all the movies they stopped production on. All of those terrorist deals. But Zoolander and some of the other very funny things. What's the new guy with that freak, whatever his name is?
I don't know the name of that movie. 1-800-449-8686. And I forget what people are calling in to
pledge their support for the Lakers, for the city of Los Angeles, for Hollywood, for the quality entertainment that they've gotten night after night, day after day, year after year, week in and week out. And enough of this beat L.A. and a whole bunch of people with Mercedes-Benz and everything else. These people get down on their knees, and they would do anything sexually to a goat to have half of the cars that we got.
All right, I got it. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. That's just great, man. Sexually to a goat.
Oh, okay. I'm speaking the truth. I get so sick and tired of this stuff.
Here is Candace on the Phil Henry Show. Candace?
Oh, hi.
How you doing, Candace?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I don't understand where he's coming from. I mean, I know that we have to appreciate and we have to, according to him, thank L.A. and everything, but it wasn't only L.A., though. It was the whole nation came together.
No, but the good movies that came out were made in L.A. to take your mind off of the Muslims.
so we're supposed to appreciate L.A.
for
the movie The Sum of All Fear?
Is your door open? Because I'm hearing a bell.
Because that was a really, really,
Candace, first things first, what's that bell?
What?
What's the bell?
Oh, that bell. That's my car.
Okay, you want to close your door or whatever it is that's making...
Oh, okay, you can hear that. I'm sorry.
Yes, that's fine.
Are you driving down the road with your door open?
No, actually, I'm parked.
Oh, thank Christ.
Oh,
she's
no,
not
I don't,
driving
I don't
down the road with the door open.
Look at...
No, I'm parked.
Candace, let me say this, okay? After 9/11, L.A. went into overtime producing the kind of entertainment, movies, comedies, action things that would take your mind off of the horror of what happened in New York City. But do we get thanks? No. The entire country spreads its collective cheeks and lets load a load, and excuse me, Candace, I know I'm talking to a lady, a load of wet diarrhea.
Oh, come on, man.
But that's the way it was. Yeah, that's the way it was. She thinks it's funny.
Well, you said it sounded funny. I wasn't laughing at you. It was just the way you said it.
Well, ma'am, that's what happened to the city of Los Angeles. No appreciation, and now our team, once again, is in the NBA, quarter semifinals, mm-hmm. and they're squatting and they're dumping.
What about just the people maybe in Sacramento, showing some appreciation?
Everybody. So I've been talking to you, Candace, now for about 5 minutes. You've heard my life story. I listened to your bell go off. I listened to you laugh at my jokes. How about it? A pledge of thank you, L.A. Thank you for everything you did for this country after 9/11.
I can thank them, and then at the same time, I can't.
She can't.
I don't know.
She won't do it.
They did have a lot of money.
Did you see Spider-Man?
They did, but...
Did you see Spider-Man?
No, actually, I do not go to the movies. None of that interests me.
You watch TV, don't you?
Yes, I watch TV.
What's your favorite show?
The news, maybe? The local news?
The local news?
Yeah. I don't really watch TV.
Are you legally,
I'm working
are you,
all the time. I have
legally,
no time for TV.
Are you legally blind?
She's driving a car.
Don't you like to watch Friends?
What do you think, Candace? ER?
ER. What about that? What about that thing everybody's talking about? That CSI or whatever the hell that's called.
You watch that CSI, Candace?
Not really.
What about 48 Hours? What about 60 Minutes? What about any show with a number in it?
I watch, actually, Channel 13. I find that to be an educational channel. I mean, you learn a lot when you watch Channel 13.
What channel? What are they? Channel 13 in L.A. is the largest collection of mutant programming I've ever seen in my life.
Candace.
Yes.
Thank you for calling.
Wait a second. What about Thanks L.A.?
She's not going to say it, okay? She's not going to say it.
I can't thank L.A.
Thank
L.A. I can.
Thank them.
I thank all the little people, contributions.
Yeah. All the little people have gotten together in this Sacramento Kings series against the Lakers, and collectively they've spread two large cheeks.
All the schools and all the kids and all the car washes and all of the everything.
All right. You know what, Candace, you make a good point. It's all of...
Oh, listen to you.
It's collective.
It's everybody.
The whole nation came together.
Didn't you go to California?
It's ridiculous.
Do you thank California? Yeah, you mean everybody put a little sign there at Ground Zero? I'm talking
Most of that money that was raised
Most of the money that was raised in
L.A., other people got their fingers into it, and, not all the money went.
Well, let me tell you something. If L.A. had been attacked by Arabs... We would have spread the money out.
Well, whatever, man. Gee, thanks. That's great.
Yeah, if they fly one into a building here, all the money will get to all the firefighters that die.
Oh, that's great, David. That's a really positive thought there, man.
Thank you.
I'm being sarcastic. Listen, Candace, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
Say it.
You're supposed to call up with your allegiance to L.A.
Say it better.
Oh, what do you mean?
Say it better.
Hey, everybody, call up and pledge how much you support the city of Los Angeles for everything that it's done for this country since 9/11.
What about about the movies.
All the great movies that have been made here and all of the great TV shows.
You got your big NBC deal. Don't you want all those hicks out there? That,
look, do you have to...
Don't you want them watching it? Say it.
I'd like you to watch whatever show I make for NBC, too.
Now give the number.
1-800-449-8686. Brenda, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Brenda.
Hello.
Yes, Brenda, go ahead.
I'm going to have to agree with Candace on most of this stuff. You know, it wasn't just L.A. who pledged support for New York. It's the rest of the nation.
No, but we made the movies and the TV shows that made everything good. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you also make the movies and the TV shows that promote violence, that promote things that happened in New York.
What are you talking about, promote things that happened in New York? What's your favorite TV show? Yeah.
I don't have a specific favorite. I watch different shows.
Don't you watch that show? Don't you watch that 70s show?
I have watched it once or twice.
Yeah, you love it. Guess where they make it? L.A. You like Just Shoot Me? Guess where they make it? L.A.
Hey, guess what?
You like Leno? Guess where he makes that show? L.A. I can go on and on and on, Brenda, but do you ever call up and thank us? No. What you do, every time our basketball team comes to town, you spread cheek with butt corn chowder. Oh.
God!
Hey!
God!
Hey. Are you aware of what we do in our town?
What are you doing? What town are you in?
Do you fly in airplanes?
You're in Shoe Fly where?
Do you fly in airplanes?
Do I fly
in? I build the airplanes you fly in.
Do I fly
in? My town builds the airplanes that you fly in.
Who?
Wichita, Kansas.
No, they don't. They build the planes in L.A. and Seattle.
No, they build the little luxury jets that take your Lakers from here to there.
I don't fly any luxury jet. I fly regular jets and everybody else. They're built in L.A. and Seattle.
No, but your Lakers fly in them, I'm sure.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. What I'm talking about...
You want to be commended for the production of movies and stuff
that's right.
your town does.
That's right.
Well,
commended.
What about all the things that all the other little towns around the country do?
Okay. They make those really cool orange traffic cones. And
you just want to be a smartass, don't you?
They don't do anything.
He does. The rest of the country does nothing.
They don't do anything after 9/11. What did they do? But L.A. provided entertainment for every overall wearing squirrel gun toting hick who didn't have anything to do.
Billions of dollars were raised around the rest of the country and sent to New York their support.
Okay, thank you, Wichita, for making really nice shower curtain rings.
What about the wheat that we grow that makes the bread that you eat?
The wheat that you grow? I hate to tell you this, but I eat Wonder Bread.
Which is made of what?
White bread. Flour.
Okay, flour's made of what?
Something they grow out here.
Look at David, there's no freaking way that you're going to get people. We've had two people call with, and they don't even want to pledge any.
If it wasn't for L.A., you and the rest of your crap can't count.
What this bread is made of.
Oh, lady, if it wasn't for the movies that we make, you guys would be entertaining yourselves with shadow puppets.
But you know what? Have you ever gone outside and entertained yourself with nature? I mean.
I masturbated once in a field.
All right, that's all I need. I can't. I cannot, in all conscience, continue with this idiotic discourse. Thank L.A. for everything it's done since 9/11. Let's see. Spider-Man was good, but then we had to sit through Zoolander. All right, anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Did you see that game?
I saw it. 1-800-449-8686. David Hall is with me. I saw it.
Horry sets up outside the three-point line, throws up a desperation shot with no time left on the clock, and it goes in. You're trying to tell me that L.A. is some godless, hedonistic place. I have never seen the hand of God in anything more clearly in my life than that shot that sunk, that went in for Hori. How many more Americans have to die in Afghanistan before people start pledging some kind of gratitude to the city of Los Angeles and Hollywood and the Lakers for everything they've done, with all the great movies, the TV shows, the great restaurants, the amusement parks?
How many more Americans are going to die in Afghanistan?
Well, yeah. The guys over there dying, getting shot and killed by the Al-Qaeda and by the Taliban because people want to sit out there and look at a, say that they're not looking at a bug zapper. They're watching TV.
Let me take a phone call here. Teresa, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah.
You need to turn your radio down, too, Teresa. I forgot to mention to you. Turn your radio down.
You got a radio turned down?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy, man, he's a real jerk. And I want to tell him something.
I'm a jerk?
Yeah, buddy. I'm from Wilmington, North Carolina. We got a movie studio right here. And I got all the entertainment here I can handle.
So you got a movie theater?
But you know what? DEG Studios, that's what.
You got a movie theater. Big deal.
Yeah, that's right. It is a big deal. That's what you're trying to tell
it's
us.
It's not a movie theater. It's not a movie theater. It's a movie studio.
It's a movie studio. We make movies here, buddy.
What movie did you make there?
They go all the way. We got Dawson's Creek. It comes up here.
Porn doesn't count, ma'am. Porn doesn't count. I'm talking about legitimate movies.
Dawson's Creek.
We don't do porn movies, buddy. We don't do porn. This is clean cut. You better check it out.
What do you call Dawson's Crack? You don't call that porn?
Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek is what it is. And we dug Maximum Overdrive, Cat's Eye, and I can go on and on and on.
All right, how many good restaurants have you got? None. How many amusement parks have you got? None. How many dozen?
I got amusement parks.
Huh?
We got amusement parks here.
I'm talking about cool ones like Disneyland. Get out of here. I'm not talking about a roller coaster that five people died on last year. And Dawson's Crap is not what I would call...
Dawson's Creek. You going to keep screwing it up?
Yeah, but you know what? Why do you sit there and downgrade everybody else? Everybody else.
Yeah,
how the hell are you going to get a pledge from anybody, man, because you're a jerk?
I'm not a jerk. I'm saying that L.A. keeps getting squatted on and dumped over because all we ever do is win. We win at basketball. We win at baseball. We win at...
Football?
Well, no, but...
Yeah, we ain't got any football.
Yeah, where's your football at, buddy?
Hey, Teresa, by the way, Teresa, the county fair doesn't count as an amusement park, okay?
The county fair, buddy?
Yeah.
That means a lot to my hometown.
Well, hey, whoopee-doo. I mean, you know, let's go on over and get a corn dog, whatever. Let's go get some of that fried cheese. I'm talking about...
Hey, well, let's step outside and breathe in some smog, buddy. Can you see? Can you breathe good over there?
Yeah, I'm breathing just fine.
Yeah, I bet you can. Can you see everything around you all that damn smog?
Yeah, I'm seeing just fine. By the way, I've seen all I need to see. My girlfriend taking her clothes off.
Now, can we get serious?
No, I want to ask this lady. What do you call a shed where you make VD education films? That's not a movie studio.
Ha, ha, ha.
You're very funny,
isn't he a riot?
For you,
you're very funny. Hey, my daughter's a guy something. They want to say to you, buddy.
Your daughter's a guy? What'd they call me, a duty head?
Yeah, you're a duty head, and you're a pervert, and you're sick, man. And I can't even believe you're talking to... we're Americans. All of us, we're all important.
The longer you
my country, man. I love my country. Why are you downgrading everybody else?
You love your country. Do you love L.A.?
I don't have anything against L.A.
No, do you love L.A.?
No, I love Wilmington, but I mean, I have nothing against anybody else.
Ma'am, nobody is ever going to hold up a sign and go, beat Wilmington, beat Wilmington. They're never going to do it. It's beat L.A., beat L.A. You want to know why?
Why?
Because
yes.
We've got one of the coolest amusement parks going, Knott's Berry Farm.
Uh-huh.
I want you to sing I Love L.A. Go ahead, do it.
No,
do
hey,
it.
I'm going to sing I
do
Love
it.
Wilmington. How about that?
Do it.
No,
Phil, you do it.
What?
I said, Phil, you do it.
I love L.A.
Do it better.
I love L.A.
Better.
I love L.A.